So count on his presence. So count on his presence in darkness. Holy believe. Holy believe. Only believe.
Gracious Father, we want to return thanks and praise to you once again for the privilege to gather at your feet this evening after the activities of the day. Thank you for your cares, your blessings upon us here on Sunday, Lord, in the services, the deliverances, your wrath, the healings. You broke the yokes and the backbone of the devil in the lives of your people. Thank you for the baptism of the Holy Spirit and your sins that you have taken to higher ground. Thank you. We thank you since Sunday your cares has continued with us. You have been protecting, guiding and leading our ways. And that's why it's possible for us to be here this evening. Under your care, we thank you for the worship. Lord, we appreciate you. Thank you. Because we know that where two or three are gathered in your name, you promised to be in their midst. Lord, to grant unto them whatsoever they desire according to your promise. We bless you. Lord, we are in expectation of your blessings in every aspect of the service. Lord, this evening, where we look unto you for your grace to come down, Lord, and cause the enemy to be defeated before us this evening once again. And Lord, stretch forth your hands to set free still where there is need for deliverance and the yokes of the enemy to be broken and healing, Lord, in the lives of your people. And then send down your spirit upon the hungry and thirsty ones. Lord, while we pray, you still take the same to higher ground. Be with our pastor, be with the evangelist. Lord Jesus, be with our brother who, on account of his health, is not able to come to the service today. Lord, we thank you for your cares upon him. While we look unto you, Lord, that you give us the best of the blessings, inspiration to come out upon us, Lord, to hear your word and in time of prayer, Lord, to be inspired as well. With faith in our heart, believing as we are promised that whatsoever we ask in your name, you will give unto us. Let it be, Father, so that your glory will not be given to anyone. You will take all the glory and the blessings will be ours. Bring our brethren here safely. Glorify your name, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. We are prayed. Amen. Praise be to God. Let's welcome ourselves to Wednesday prayer meeting. Let's open our Bible to Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3. Read verses 21 and 22. In continuation with how can I overcome? Alright, and read. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and have sat down with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. The Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. You can please be seated. God bless you. We continue with our titled, How Can I Overcome? While we still continue with the thoughts of personal temptation. The prophet in the sermons, series of sermons that we have mentioned, from which we are drawing our inspiration, conflict between God and Satan, the contest, the greatest battle ever fought, this other sermon, and the sermons, series of sermons in the doors in door. The prophet made us to know that the purpose of the devil, you know, is him. Why he tries to attack, come and assault us, propose to us. He comes in a friendly way, you know, to catch our attention, to make his proposition so alluring, attractive, so that we will not think he's harmful. And the prophet says that is his approach. That's how he does it. And because when he approached the first woman in the Garden of Eden, he did not come as an enemy. He came as somebody that meant good. But he couldn't get it, could not discern the spirit that was walking upon that animal, which the prophet in the sermon, the discernment of spirit, let us to know that we have to discern the spirit in that person. What is he trying to achieve? It's not a person. We don't have problem with the person, but the spirit that operates in that person, what does he want to achieve? So if we are not able to discern that, we might fall into the hands of the enemy, thinking he's a friend. Praise be to God. And that's what happened to the first woman. And the same trick that he used to get the first woman, he still uses the same trick. And that was why he came more than 2,000 years after that to come and use the same tactic upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we read last week, lost of their 1 John chapter 5. And that's when the Bible was completed. He's still using the same tactic. Praise be to God. Now, in doing that, what he's trying to do is to get worship from human being, because he vowed that he's going to take worship from man. Of course, the prophet made us to know in this series of Psalms, Satan, Eden, and God of this evil age, that he almost achieved it. He almost achieved it. If we look back to Genesis, look at the time of Noah. How many, the people that God destroyed, they were worshippers of Satan. Did you get that? They were not true worshippers of Jehovah. They weren't worshipping him the way he wanted by revelation. They were not worshipping him. And as we are always saying it, if you go back to Genesis chapter 5, go and read the account of the population of the world. You will see when the prophet was talking about when the Lord Jesus Christ in Luke 17:30, 27, 28, 29, the Lord Jesus Christ in that passage was saying that as it was in the days of Lot, and as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man is revealed. And the prophet brought that scripture to our understanding. Let us see that he was talking in the days of Noah as it was that there was population explosion during that time. And somebody might just look at it and say, oh, how many people are on the face of that? You go and read your Bible. Go and look at the genealogies before Noah. Go and read it. From Adam down to Seth. Then from Seth, look at the children that were born without counting women. Look at, and the Bible will say that he gave birth to children. He gave birth to this and this and then, and then after this, sons and daughters. He gave birth. Let's read that. Let's read that. Let me not just go that, because we are driving at something. Genesis chapter 5. Go ahead. Whatever. Let's read from verse 1. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness after his image and called his name Seth. You know, Adam was a mature man when God created him. So from the time he was created, up to 100 years, that's what the Bible is counting. It did not give us how old he was. From, or maybe the Bible has considered that. You know, God is accurate. You know, God knows how old he was. You know, how old he would have been from birth to the time God created him. God could tell how old, if he had been born as a baby, up to the time God created him. He was created a mature man. Isn't it? Yeah, he was created a mature man. Not a young man that grew up to be matured. His wife was right inside of him. And a short while after that, he brought the woman out for him. And the prophet said they were both naked. Both of them walking naked, like little boys and little girls that didn't know nothing. A year matured couple. Alright? And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness, that was verse 3, and his image, and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam and the days of Adam after he had begat Seth were 800 years. And he begat sons and daughters. These sons and daughters will also get married and give birth to children. These sons and daughters will also get married and give birth to children. These are far older than Noah. Because you will see the generations. So I want you to begin to look at how the heart was highly populated from right from Adam. So, and all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. And Seth lived 105 years, and he begat Enos. 105 years, and begat Enos. Now, if after Abraham was 130 years, he begat Seth. Seth was 105 years, and he begat what? He begat Enos. After that, Adam was 500 years and he begat sons and daughters. So, which means 400 years after,
that Seth has been existing. That's when Adam remarried again and got sons and daughters. I mean, it's after 400 years. I don't know whether you get what I'm saying. See, let me just try to do this. What we're bringing out is this. This is Adam. Adam was 150, Abby. 120. So, and he gave out to Seth. And Seth was 105. And gave out to Enos. Now, after 120, Adam was 500 years plus, isn't he? And got sons and daughters. Abby? Is that not what the Bible says? 8, Abby? Yeah, thank you. 800. So, you can see that after Adam gave birth to Seth, he did not have sons and daughters on the 800 years after that. But meanwhile, Seth, when Adam was 225, this plus this, that's when Enos gave birth to, that's when Seth gave birth to Enos, when Adam was 225. What I'm getting you to understand is that you will see he gave birth to Enos. Enos also gave birth to children. Before this one came, children that have come from Seth, there were also plenty. There were also plenty. So the earth, let's move on. The earth was highly populated. Okay? And Seth lived after he begat Enos 807 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years and he died. And Enos lived 90 years and begat Canaan. You see? So he lived how many years? 90 years and begat Canaan. So 90 plus this. That 225 plus 90. That 315. What? Okay, this one is 130. Okay, this will be 2 then. This will be 45. So when Adam was 325, Enos gave birth to Canaan. Great grandchildren. And then they keep going like that. Before Adam was 800 years, plenty of great grandchildren. Apart from the children that he now gave birth to when he was 800 years, sons and daughters. The Bible did not number them. And now, these sons and daughters, they will also marry. Remember, 800 years, Adam died at 930 what? 930 something. And the life continues. The life continues until it gets to Noah. And all the days of Seth were 912 years and he died. And Enos lived 90 years and begat Canaan. And Enos lived after he begat Canaan 815 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enos were 905 years and he died. And Canaan lived 70 years and begat Mahalalel. And Canaan lived after he begat Mahalalel 840 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years and he died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years. Keep reducing before they got married. So more children, more grandchildren, more great grandchildren. Amalek lived after he begat Jared. Have I mentioned that? Amalek lived 65 years and begat Jared. And Mahalalel lived after he begat Jared 830 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel were 830 years and lived and 5 years and he died. And Jared lived 162 years and begat Enoch. And Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God and he begat Methuselah 300 years
After he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and it was not for God took him. And Methuselah lived 187 years and begat Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years and he died. The long-lived man on the earth. And nobody will live beyond him except the bride. Members that will fulfill John chapter 11 verse 25. Is it 25 or 26? He that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. We will not taste death. So this body will be changed in the twinkling of an eye to put on the mortality. Then we live 1,000 years. But not with this mortal body. There is no mortal that will live beyond 1,000, that will live up to 1,000 years. Because it's God that said, the day you eat thereof, that you surely die. And no mortal will live that in this mortal body. For us to go into that millennium, we have to wear a mortal body. Because no mortality will last as that long. Praise be to God. What a great program. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked. Okay, we have read that. Where are we really? Yeah, 27. Yes. Then 28. And Lamech lived 182 years, and he begat a son, and he called his name Noah, saying, the same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord has caused. Now, look at if we happen to draw a tree. We draw Abraham, we draw Adam, we draw the tree from Seth, you throw all the branches like this, you draw all the generations and project the grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-grandchildren down to Noah. You will know that the heart was populated. Now, in all of this, God destroyed every one of those ones. As we had only Noah and his three children, the three wives of his three children and his wife, making it. Did God owe anybody apology? Because they were worshippers of Satan. They were not worshippers of God. And yet they will have some form of religion. And they will be satisfied with that. So what the devil intends to do is to get worship. And he does that by deceiving people. And that's why the prophet says, you cannot believe Satan until you have disbelieved God. Before you believe Satan's lie, you have to disbelieve God's truth. And to believe Satan's lie is to worship Satan. And Satan comes in several, merciful God, Satan comes in several ways, you know, to get worship. He wanted to get worship from Eve, and Eve did it. By believing what the devil brought to her. She disbelieved God and believed the devil. And the prophet said, to believe the devil is to worship Satan. And that's what he wanted to do. And the reason he's teaching creed and God dogma to the denominations is, that's why the prophet in the sermon, Satan said that the people of the world are worshiping Satan, but they don't know it. How? The prophet said, through their creeds and their dogmas. Well, within the time that is here, let's just read something here. The God of this world today, the worship person of this world today is Satan. That's what it is. And several ways that is worshipped. Not only in religious realm, he's worship in social realm. He's worship in several realm. He's worship in academic realm. He's worship in every aspect. Because he brought his own idea into those things, and once people believe what he has introduced, then they don't have options. All right? And the people are ignorant of worshiping Satan. They are ignorant of worshiping Satan. The reason they are ignorant is because
they are deceiving to it. He presents his program as being that of God. And the day your eyes are open to see that, this thing is not correct, this is not right, this thing is not what it's supposed to be, I have been doing the wrong thing. That's the day that you get deliverance from his hands. And the people are ignorant of worshiping Satan, but it's Satan impersonating himself as the church. See? As the church. They worship Satan, thinking that they are worshiping God through the church. And through the church gives them creed and dogma, theology, contrary to the Bible. You see? Through the church. But it is the way Satan has done it. Oh, you say, but wait a minute, we preach the word. Probably was catching somebody's thought. Look back here at my text tonight. Satan was the one that preached the word to him. First, God has said, see, it is that misconstruing that part of the scripture that applies to the day. Just like today, the people that refuse to believe that God has a promise of Malachi 4 for the end time to get his people restored back to him. People who don't believe it is Satan that is deceiving them. And knowing fully whether it is only through the message of the hour that you can be prepared for rapture. Then they have lost it. God has said, see, is that misconstruing that part of the scripture that applies to the day? That is the word of God allotted to that time. Like Malachi 4, Revelation 10, 7, address of the 2-hour time. When that is misconstrued, when people try to say that there is the eighth messenger, then they are misconstruing the scripture. When they are trying to say that Koma is the messenger, then they are misconstruing the scripture. When they say it is Jackson, they are misconstruing the scripture. When they say it's not revealed, they are misconstruing the scripture. And they are worshipping Satan in those gatherings. Because no man will disbelieve an iota of God's word and overcome the enemy. Alright, let me just read something here. We are talking about how can I overcome? As I've already said, Seven Churches book, as I have already said, such use that as the such a word. This book, Revelation, is the consummation of the scriptures. It is even placed in the canon of scripture at the end. Now you can know why he said that anyone who reads or even hears it is blessed. It is the revelation of God that will give you authority over the devil. The revelation, when you know who you are, when you know that you are made to live a righteous life, when you know that you are made to live above sin, that you are supposed to be the throne of God, where God dwells. When you recognize who you are, just like a woman who previously was, engaged to the man, but they are not married. Just pardon that expression. Who previously, couldn't touch. They couldn't touch. They were, bro. But the day they are blessed in the church and they go home, is a different thing entirely. It's a different activity from what they used to experience. She will now recognize herself that she's been given authority to give herself to the man, which he could not do before. The man also now knows that she's been given authority to touch his wife in whatever way. That recognition of knowing this, that is why a woman will go to the kitchen and go and cook and come and serve the husband. That is why the man will go out and come back to the house, my wife. That's when you say, my wife. You don't say, my husband. That recognition, which previously you could not do. I don't know whether you get what I'm saying. When you recognize that ability to recognize, that's physical, really, isn't it? But do you know that it is the permission of God's word? It is the permission of God's word. You are banned until the veil is removed from the house of that woman. You do it, you sin. Because the word of God has not given you permission. The door is still locked. The day the veil is taken away, the key is given to you. If you enter the door before that time, you will have problem with God. You will live a sorrowful man, a sorrowful life, if you are hiding it. Recognizing it is the revelation that will give you authority over the devil. When God is able to help you to recognize that I am not made to be buffeted by the devil, to be thrown here and there, to be his handkerchief that we use to clean his mucus. Sorry for that expression. Of course, and that's what he does. That he uses people to clean his dirty things. The discharge of his eyes, he uses them as handkerchief to clean it. He uses them as cutting board. Okay. As cutting board to clean the dirty in their hair. To clean their dirty things from their nostrils. To clean their spit. By stealing, by lying, by committing adultery, fornication, by cheating, by all sorts. Because it's the dirty spirit that inhabits the people that made them to do that. But when God is able to help you by striking your heart with the revelation of the word that, no, I am not meant for this. From that moment, you are delivered from his hand. That is what God did for Luther. That he was able to recognize, because that is struck him. He was carrying the bread in his hand, which they thought, which they believed that was the body of the Lord. He was carrying it when that revelation struck him that the judge shall live by his faith. It is not this. This is not the body. This is not the body of my Lord. It's just ordinary kosher. He dropped it down. And then, from that moment, the revolution began. Reformation, rather, started through Luther. So, when God does it and he strikes you like this, you wake up as if you were sleeping before. You wake up and say, what's happening? This thing is not supposed to be happening to me. This is not supposed to be happening to me. This is not supposed to be happening to me. From that day, Yoruba so pe ti were ba ti mo pe were lohun. Kino so pe sele. O ti son here. When he begins to question and say, what is the dirty clothes looking over my body? What am I looking for in this place? What is my business here? Why is my body dirty? What happened to my hair? The man has gained his sanity. He will be looking for a way to change that clothes, to look for clothes, and Ejo Efumila shall be by Ejo, Ejo, Ejo. That's what he will do. Everybody will help and give him clothes. He will go and look for somewhere. That man is delivered. But what God does to his people, he gives them that revelation of his word. Because that is what breaks the band of the devil in the life of whoever the devil is banding with, whatever unclean spirits. That's what he does. So, the devil, sorry, still reading that. It is the revelation of God that will give you authority over the devil. And that is why it can never be overemphasized. You see? He gets you to know the devil is weak. He can't have power over you any longer. Like the prophet told us about the Jubilee. How in the time of Jubilee, if an Israelite has been well taught, and he knows the sound, that is why they have the trumpet will give a definite sound. That if the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, who will prepare himself for the battle? We are told in 1 Corinthians. But for the year of Jubilee, the trumpet that will sound has a distinct sound. They will know it. Because they will be trained that when you hear the trumpet sound like this, that's Jubilee. So that slave might be walking in man farm and getting to that place. If it was to Jubilee time and the priest carried the trumpet and began to blow and passes the side of that man, or he hears the sound afar off and his master is by his side with whip in his hand, and the man carried the hoe or whatever instrument he was using to do work, and the moment he carried the hoe like this, maybe to carry it, use it to dig, as he carried it up like this, he has the sound. Bro, that Jubilee sound. He knows the meaning of that sand. If he's a true Israelite that understands that, which is equivalent to revelation, which is equivalent to the baptism of the Holy Spirit, striking the life of that man, he will not gently carry that hold and say, Shall I continue? The man will tell him, continue now. Even if he drop it and say, he will look at the master's hand and say, I'm free. That's the jubilee stance. Did you hear it? That's the jubilee stance. He will jump up, jubilee, I am free. That hole, he will never touch it anymore. He will tell the man, I am no longer a slave, I'm free. I'm a free man. That's what revelation does to a man. When it strikes you, then you wake up, you recognize your position. You know that I'm a son of God. I am not supposed to be here. You are drinking, you are not supposed to, you are smoking, you are having girlfriend, you are having boyfriend, you are not supposed to have that. Your body is the temple of God where God dwells. And you can see why they who will hurt or take from that war, it will be cursed. You see, who will take from the world, will be cursed. It will have to be so, for who can hide or take away from the perfect revelation of God and overcome the enemy? It's not possible. But that's what the devil wants to do. He wants to add to that word by proposing to you, and that proposition is an idea that is selling you, contrary to the word. And that's what they tried to sell Jesus in the three instances that they tempted him. And that's why it's a personal temptation that you as an individual will have to pray. May the Lord be our help. Let's bow down our heads. So, let's talk to God. I don't know how God has addressed you this evening. You know yourself. Talk to God in your way. God bless you. Talk to God in your own way. That the Lord will give you revelation and cause you to know who you are. So you are meant to serve God in spirit and in truth. You are meant to be a true worshiper. Not floating. Not being pushed here and there by the devil's ideas and opinion, what people will say about me and this, but what God will say about you. Only what God will say about you.
Jesus Christ's name we pray. While I invite the associates to come and pray for us, if you desire anything from the Lord, you can express it to God.
Our kind Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for your word that has gone forth. We are grateful unto you for this message of the hour that I've exposed, or the secret, Lord, darkness, tactics of the enemy. We thank you very much, O God, for your word, O God, that has made known unto us, O Father, how to serve you acceptably, how to believe your word, to follow you, how to please you, O God, and how to make ready, O God, for your coming. Lord, the portion that has been fed to us this evening, Lord, we have had it, O God, and we have also been privileged to speak back unto you. Lord, we know that there is no man, O God, in any generation that can ever please you, except such as got revelation from you. Because the word says, without faith, which is revelation, it is impossible to please you. Dear God of heaven and earth, our prayer is that every one of us, O God, Lord, we have this revelation, Lord, to know exactly why we are here. To know, O God, what you want to accomplish through our life, O Father. Lord, to know, O God of heaven and earth, how to represent you correctly. We pray, dear Father, that there will not be an exception among us, O God, but what your Spirit will work upon to bring us to the standard that your word expects from us. Let it be eternal, Father. The things we have heard, revelation and understanding cometh only from you. May you give to everyone, dear Father. And we are asking, dear Master Jesus, that Lord, which you know every one of us, whatsoever need that we have, Lord, answer up, O Father, that represents your needs, O God. Meet it, each one, at the point of our needs. Father, Lord Jesus, we pray, dear God, that as many as are yet asking for the Holy Spirit, may you remember them, dear Father. Lord, we pray that this revelation will strike them, O God, that they will come to this point of breakthrough, O God, that the rest of this life journey will be a life of victory and thanksgiving. Let it be, dear Father. Those that have received, may you take each one of us to higher heights, Lord. May we daily, O God, Lord, recall greater, Lord, testimonies in our life of your victory, of your blessing, of your mercy. Let it be, dear God. May this word never pass over the head of any of us. Thank you, eternal Father. We ask you bless and replenish your servant through whom you have spoken unto us. Lift up the horn of his ministry. Lord, we pray that you be with us as we continue in prayer. Anoint us to pray, dear Father. Give us the faith that we have in us. Lord, the strength, the inspiration that we have in us. We want to pray the kind of prayer that you will accept and give answer. Let it be the one. Let the Lord be that some people will just put their head and sleep off or be thinking or be roaming about. Oh, Father, let it be a real time of speaking to you, dear Father. Because you are God that heareth and answereth prayers. Thank you, dear Father. That at the end of the service, Lord, our testimony will be full. Our joy will be full. We'll go back home, O God, with testimonies in our hearts. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen.
258. I will not be denied.
Of death is on my soul, unto the Lord I cry. Till Jesus came and made me whole, I would not be denied. I would not be denied. All my requests I would not be denied. Till Jesus came and made me whole, I would not be denied. Like Jacob in the times of old, I wrestle.
dance with a corrupt. I stood upon his wall. I will not, I will not be denied. I will not.
Jacob in the days of old. Like Jacob in the days of old, I rest you with the Lord. An instant with a courage bold, I see upon it. Oh, I will not, I will.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for another opportunity to be in your presence since we came in by 5 o'clock. Thank you for the worship service, the hymns and the choruses that were sung to praise your name. Thank you for the reading of the scriptures and your word that went forth thereafter. Lord, you have said that your word will never return back unto you void. But we shall accomplish that which you please and prosper in the thing whereunto you have sent it. Lord, that tonight has been accomplished because it is your word. We just ask, O God of heaven and earth, that while your word is doing that in the life of your children, let it be that everyone will be involved, O God, because we believe all of us that gather here, we are your children. May no one be exempted, O Father. We pray, O God, that the work you are doing to make your people ready, may no one be left behind. Lord, Master Jesus, let there be fruit, O God, unto righteousness. Daily growth, O God, in you. Lord, daily testimony, deliverances, healings, mercies, favors, and blessings. Let it accomplish each individual, Father. Lord, we ask, O God, that we bless the servant you have used, Lord, to bring your word, Father. Thank you for the prayer session, the request written, and the ones on the board, our Lord, that were raised, thou art God that heareth and answereth prayers. We have done our part, though just a little portion here, believing that each one continues in their homes. We pray, dear Father, that you lift our faith up, O God, to be able to receive all our petitions. May we have that faith that have there on the chest that takes no for an answer, Father. May we never give in to the suggestion of the enemy. We pray, dear Father, that Lord will act like Abraham, that will call the things that they are as though they be not. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Lord, we want to remember our pastor who has traveled to Lagos, Lord, to take off from there tomorrow to Togo. We pray you will be with him and go with him. Lord, his time of stay there, may you bless him, dear Father. May be a blessing to the people. Lord, when he will be coming back, may you bring him back safely. Your servant that is in Lokoja, we pray you will see him through there, Lord. And Lord, by next week, by your grace, when he will be returning back home, bring him safely also. Thank you, dear Father. Lord, your servant that is Lord Rolua Femi, we pray you perfect his head to the glory of your name. We also remember Sister Johnson that you also perfect her head and as many as are sick in the body. Grant this is their Father. The rest of the week is your hand. May your grace abide with us. Bless the services, O Father, and meet needs of individuals and families also. Thank you, Eternal Father. Lord, as we dismiss shortly to return back to our homes, you are the one that brought us. Take us back home safely. Give us a peaceful night rest, Lord. Lord, we pray, dear God of heaven, that you will be with students, workers, business people as they continue tomorrow, O God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. We are grateful and we appreciate your mercies unto us at all times. May your name be glorified. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. The pastor sent greetings, so I've heard in the request that he has traveled. You came yesterday from the village and he's traveled back to Lagos today because his trip to Togo is tomorrow. And hopefully, he's to return sometime next week, which I don't know the date and I don't think himself already said the date, but definitely is to come next week so that he can be with us the upper weekend before we take his next trip. Send his greetings. The evangelist also sent greetings from Lokoja. And myself and two of my daughters, the Sister Magbara Lewa, the Fala Jews, we were in Elisha yesterday because Brother Seth Kameta was having his traditional wedding. He sent me the invitation and I was there and with these people I mentioned and other people from other places. So some of the people we met sent their greetings. Brother Seth himself sent greetings and his father sent greetings and others also. The Lord bless you all. Our next gathering physically will be on Sunday, but we'll listen to tape as usual on Friday. Shall we rise? Thou my everlasting portion, more than friend or life to me. All along this pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee. It's going to be faster than that.
Thou my everlasting portion, more than friend or life to me. All along my dream journey, let me walk with you, close to thee, all along, my dream journey, Savior, let me walk with Oh, not for his sons, for his forward liberal. Oh, not for prayer. Yes, my prayer shall be. Gladly we, gladly we.
We walk with thee, close to 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 thee. Gladly will I joy and suffer. Let me walk with thee. Lead me to the veil of shadows. Bear me around life's feet spoons. Then the gift of life eternal. Close to thee, 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 close to thee. Then the gates of life is now. May I enter, Lord, with thee, close to thee, close. Close to thee, 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 close to thee. Then the gate of life is opened unto me. I love you. Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. Then the gates of life eternal.